The Riverland Field Days under a month away, 16th and 17th of September.
Frightening.
Looking forward to it. It won't be frightening. It'll be a lot of fun.
Saying the countdown, you put it that way, it's less than a month. I mean, it's only basic maths, but it's still frightening.
Tim Greger's here. Hello. How are you?
Excellent. I wouldn't use the word frightening. I would use the word exciting.
Have you got a haunted house at the field days?
Yeah, no. No, we're full on with preparation work. The program is in with the printers at the moment, so that's pretty good. We've got that underway. The volunteer team's coming together. We've got working bees scheduled now, so we've got another one that's coming Saturday to get all the preparations and the site looking, and the site's looking good.
Well, the site's already looking fantastic.
Yeah, and the green is starting to come through again.
Bit of water down.
After a few frosts, so that's looking fantastic. So a lot of things happening and coming together really well for a great field day event this year.
You've got a lot of Riverland community groups, service clubs and things getting involved as well this year.
Indeed. We've always had a focus for that, and it's expanding both in the operation, like the service side of things. We've got community groups managing the parking, in the drinks fans, and we generally return somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000 back to community groups from the operation of Field Day each year. Now we've got more also as exhibitors in sporting groups, Rotary Club, other groups, community groups. They're using their Field Day to let the community know what their organisation's about and what they provide to the community. And that's part of what we want to promote as well. So it's really good to see.
It's only come a long way from, you know, many years ago back in the day in the back streets of Renmark when it really was just to show off some great invention that you've come up with in the back shed. You know, mother is the necessity of invention. Now sort of a showy kind of a feel to it, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is broad-based, and I always describe it as an agriculture, horticulture and general business or broad business expo. Yep. And that's what it is now. It's an embracing community much more. That's what we want to see going into the future, of course. And, that's how it's evolved, and I think that keeps its relevance and its significance to the community, and that's part of what everybody expects.
And again, an emphasis on family fun.
Absolutely. We've got a great range of things there. The exhibits are fantastic. There's some new ones and some different things happening there. But we've got, for the family, we've got the zoo, sort of a little bit of a petting zoo, wildlife presentation, pony rides, and there's a magic show. That's always fascinating, not just for kids. I think I love watching magic shows. I can't figure out how they do it.
It's just a thing. Your brain straight is like, right. It's not watching the trick and enjoying it. It's like, right, how did they do it?
That's right.
Magnets. That's how it's done. I don't understand magnets. I don't understand this. This must be magnets.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And we've got a race car simulator too. And we've got some of these things sponsored. Rosenthal Automotive bring that there. And that should be that's for the kids and you and me. We can
Lockie Whittle's just lit right up. We're going to have bookings, I think. Otherwise, it's just going to be Whittle sitting in the racing car simulator for the 2 days.
You won't get him out of it.
2 days locked in. We've heard about supply chain disruptions and things like that, and farm machinery is one of them, Tim. But from your words and your dealings with these machinery providers and manufacturers, they're still bringing a fair bit of gear to the field days.
They are indeed, and it always has been an issue ever since the last year or two of getting stock there, but it's steadily improving, but still not abundant, to put it that way. But the exhibitors have sort of set their sight to what they can provide and set up, and so we're still looking forward to some great machinery there, and it'll be fantastic to see.
It's going to be lots of it, don't worry. Everything they've got's going
to
be there.
That's plenty to see. Tim, how's your entry coming along for the Ag Artware competition? You're getting it there?
Coordinators running that, and I understand that they've got some very good entries and some really interesting stuff, so that's something to look forward to see what creative ideas can be put into that sort of thing.
So this is sort of making fashion out of stuff just lying around in the paddock, really?
Yeah, block materials, materials, and using that to create attractive and flair-type fashion. Mm. And this is really, really a lot of fun.
You're going to need more than the vine leaf that you think you're going to show up with,
Lockie. Yeah, it might be a little bit
more effort in.
That's an expo of a different kind.
Tim, is there still somebody listening right now going, geez, I want to show off my wares and my business and, get some momentum moving. Is it too late to book a site?
Never too late. We're always, as long as sites are available, we'll take applications even right up to the event.
Okay.
So there's no real hard cut-off. But The bookings are very good. We're on par with our previous sort of experiences, and maybe a little bit more in some cases. The exhibition pavilion is full. We've still got room in the other pavilion, and there's a few sites and quite good positions around the site. But when you look at the avenues like 4th, 5th, 6th, they're all booked up, which is great to see. And, and I think the other thing, Anthony, is that the interest and the enthusiasm from exhibitors has been great. It's been higher than I've known in previous years. Everybody wants to get involved and wants to be there. I guess we've missed 2 years. And
I was going to say, with a couple of years down, people are really keen to get out there and show it off.
And it's a marketing expo. That's its purpose. And we haven't had it for 2 years. So there's a bit of a gap in the marketing side of the community, a region. Yep. So that's what this is about. And we've got good exhibitors coming from across the border as well.
Yep, great.
Wanting to be involved and spread their product awareness as well.
It's going to be a huge event, September 16 and 17. Get more details, riverlandfielddays.com.au. Tim Greger, thanks for your time this morning. We will chat a couple of times, I reckon, between now and the big event.
We will indeed. Thank you.